And then you see where this stuff goes, you spin it off to equality. Now, listen, yeah, I will bring up what happened to me, yeah, because you may were getting on to me about it in the car. So, man's rekindled with our old sign, can it? Cool.
A nice thing.
She aight.
Describe him, bro.
Man says she aight. You don't think she's sexy?
Small body.
Nah, G-Man, what? You don't think she's sexy, bro?
She's alright, innit? Like, do you know what I'm saying? She's decent, innit?
What was you trying to do when you rekindled? What was in your mind?
She's a good-looking girl, but after what happened, yeah.
You said the aura. The aura's gone.
Yeah, like the energy.
Beauty, everything gone.
I can't look past it. So anyway, long story cut short. Man's rekindled. Talking.
Yeah, rekindled for what? Man's, what were you trying to do? What was your intent? What was
your purpose? G-Man's thinking about that puss, fam. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, bro.
Listen, let's keep it professional. You might not even mind, but alright, cool, whatever. How I look at things, yeah. It's back to the story, bro. Man's a hardworking man. Man stands on my feet. I do security. 13 hours for 160, 170.
Talk your shit, man. Talk your shit, dog.
Time is hard out here, bro. Get me. Times are hard. So tell me this now, yeah. Getting bare phone calls. From this one person, I'm thinking, where is the person phoning me? Bears, airing it. Cool. Still getting phone calls, airing it. I just replied, like, they texted me now saying, yo, like, message me. And I was like, yo, I'm at work, what's up? Nah, I'm fully at work, I'm on my feet here, you know. 5 hours, but I've listened to rock and roll music, yeah. Can't deal with this stuff.
Not easy, though.
Like, rock and roll, you know.
To get the message, I'm hungry. That's what the message said, you know. I said, yo, what's up? I'm at work. The reply was, I'm hungry.
How did you feel when you saw that message?
I'm thinking that...
You confused that?
Thinking, you know when it come to me, I was thinking, did you call the wrong person?
Can I get this straight? So you ain't spoke to this girl for a while?
No, I just rekindled it. I've only been chatting to her for like 2 days, bro.
And she's already asking you for food?
Did you see my point? She replied to me and said, I'm hungry.
Subliminally asking him for food.
Yeah, like, so instead of asking you, can you buy me food? She just said, I'm hungry.
Bro, she literally said, I got the message, yeah. We'll put it in this video and I'll show you. I'll blur out the person's name, yeah. I'll never delete it. Because you replied to me saying, I'm hungry.
So what did you say?
And then I just replied, you're ringing off my phone like this. This is going from my head. So then I just replied, so why are you telling me that then? Go eat. Do you know what the cheek she had to say to me? She's like, go fuck yourself. And blocked and deleted me, bro.
Wow.
Bro, she said, fuck yourself.
We call that one sexy beggars.
Lie, bro. She said, fuck yourself.
I can't lie. G-Man.
Sexy beggars.
Can't lie. Tell me that's not. Nah, can't lie. If I'm being honest, yeah, you should have bought that food, bro.
What?
You should have bought that food. You know why? Nah, listen. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I've bought girls food before. Yeah,
oh my Lord.
Like it's. but listen.
Talk.
Like there's. You can't do it every time, but obviously you rekindled with her for a reason, right?
Bro.
Nah. Forget the long thing. You rekindled with her for a reason, right?
I hear it.
Yeah. Cool. So. You either rekindled her, rekindled with her because, one, you either want the puss, two, you want the puss, or three, you want the puss. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, right, you might as well bought her that food, cool. She's saying, know what, man's bought me food, you know, he likes me, oh yeah, he's there, cool, calm. You finish your shift, yeah, she's still up. Yo, babes, where you at?
Let me tell you something. You see why your mentality is dumb, yeah?
Right?
Because what you're saying is I need to pay for her lifestyle in order to get.
No.
You're stretching it.
This is what I'm saying.
Because there's people like him that ruin it for everybody else. You ruin it for the rest of the market.
I told you, master manipulator. Master manipulator.
Look at you. Listen.
So that's why we have a thing called hoflation.
You know what I'm saying?
Because a man like
guys like you.
Nah, listen, I ain't rising the price of no market. Yeah.
Bro.
All I'm saying is, right, in that situation, every situation is different. Don't think every girl is just getting paid, food paid for just because they say hello to man, innit? Yeah, it's come on, man. Myth. But all I'm saying is, in G-Man's situation, yeah, you rekindled with her.
Bro.
No, listen.
Who messaged who?
Yeah, you reached out to her, right?
You reached out to her, innit?
Who? No, she reached out to me.
Oh, so
that's the thing.
But you was having it.
Yeah, but she reached out to me.
Your thing was blinging.
No, but regardless, you had
something on your mind.
I lie. You saw that first message, it was like, yeah.
It's like your phone.
Start getting flashbacks.
But let's be real, regardless of who messaged who first, yeah? Let's break down what she did. She messaged him saying, I'm hungry. So that alone implied that she thought she could just try use man without even asking politely, rude. Would you mind buying me food? She didn't even go down the respectful route. She said, I'm hungry. So she really thought, I got this guy where I need him. I can just say, I'm hungry. Yeah, he's going to go and get me food. So you was the Uber Eat for in her life, but then she shut him down.
And she glowed up.
I'm going to get onto you, yeah? Because, so, bear in mind, I've known this girl for years, but whatever.
And she glowed up, though. Since she got better.
Yeah.
Did she message you?
No. I don't know. I'm blocked.
Okay, what was she like? What was she like back in the day, out of 10? What was she ranking?
Probably about 5.
And what is she now?
Probably about 7, 6, 7.
She's a 6. She's a 6.
No, but hear this though, yeah. Oh. Why I'm going to say it, yeah. Why you're a madman. Because I haven't spoken to her in years. I rekindled, whatever. Oh man, she's only on my phone for a day and a half, and you feel like you can even try to demand any of that stuff. I haven't even linked you. It's less basically
less than 24 hours, basically.
Just over 24 hours.
That's what I'm trying to say. That the
not
girl
even
36, thought,
just under 24.
The girl thought the way he was the guy where it was like, I can tell him, yo, I'm hungry. Yeah, wait, what do you want? I'll get it for you. She thought you was a sim.
And this is my point. I'm at
so
work.
You would allow a girl that you spoke to less than 24 hours to demand things, and you, as the simp that you are going to be like, alright babe, what do you
see,
want?
See, the man don't try to call me a simp now.
No, because you're the one that said it.
Like I said, did he not do it? Obviously, every situation
you know what? Is different, isn't it?
But that's what I'm saying.
Me, yeah, I'm just going to say, like, I'm a simp because I would do it.
Bro, E-Man, you would do it. Every situation is different. Like,
so would you do that in his situation?
In G-Man's situation?
24 hours.
But the thing is, it's not really 24 hours.
Yes or no?
Listen, at the end of the day, if it was me and I thought, yeah, you know what? This is me. Like, she's nice. Like, I want her around, man. I would have given her a little something. Because at the end of the day, yeah, see what you said before? Mm. Like, what am I getting in return? Sometimes not everything's transactional, bro. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes do a little something for her. Make her feel safe. Make her feel nice. This man's got me. Like, I can, you know what I'm saying?
Modern day prostitution.
You know what this guy's bro. Doing? You know what he's I'm doing? Saying? He's investing in something and he's expecting something in return.
Yeah,
he's a manipulator.
Bro.
Yeah, once you get, once you get what you wanted, you're gone.
Not even because, bro. Like, I've spoken to girls like 2-3 weeks, and like the thing is, yeah, they even asked me. I just said, you know what, I'll get you a little something in it. I'll buy you some food. But
that's different, though.
You know what I mean?
You're going out your way. A girl's not messaging you saying at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm hungry.
Nah, that's true. That's true, to be fair.
The disrespect is that you're not even saying, hey,
nah,
how
that's
your baby?
True. That's true.
I have to stand on my feet for 5-6 hours, yeah, for, what, £70 for me to go and spend at least £20
exactly.
on that to give
Come
you
on,
food.
Man.
Yeah, but gee,
crazy.
At the end of the day, right, would you really...
I haven't even linked her. Nah, but... If we're going out on a date or whatever, I understand it. But I'm not even linking
nah, but
you
gee,
or nothing yet.
What do you want out of the situation? You chatting to her just for fun?
Bro, but let it build. Don't nah, demand it within less than a day.
You was trying to get
that.
Your
butt. I hear that.
Just later on, yeah, I hear it.
Why are you saying that?
But now I'm saying, but don't demand it, bro. But I'm saying, don't demand it within, what, 24 hours?
Yeah, I hear that. The time frame's mad.
When would have been a good time frame for her to ask you?
Huh?
When would have been a good time
But there ain't no good time frame because I ain't sending you money. You're not none of my brethren.
Like yeah,
no,
nah, I can't
but
lie.
If I go out on a date and I take you out, I don't mind. I'll pay.
Exactly. Because you asked her, yo, I'm taking you out. So
exactly.
I'm going to
Don't
cater
feel like
you
can deceive
But don't
me
feel
out.
You're messaging me out of the blue saying, I'm hungry.
So how many other niggas are you doing that to?
Exactly my
point.
Because
so one night, she probably done it to about another 10 other men and one of them probably crumbled
him
by her food.
Facts.
Yeah, hey, see, they're pointing at me now. Listen,
but no, but you know what? Yeah,
wait.
She's gabbing,
and then this guy puts it on Twitter, and I get called sassy by girls. How? How am I sassy? Because I'm here on my feet. and I have to buy you food.
Don't ever get twisted. Don't ever get twisted. If that happened to me, I probably would have said the same thing. Like, why are you telling me?
Nah.
I'm at work. What do you want me to do about it?
Yeah. Women label everything.
It doesn't make sense.
When a man does something that they don't agree with.
Now, I can't lie. It's
crazy.
Just hearing that situation again, I can't lie. Knowing me, I would have turned up my face and said, listen, no. But all I'm saying
what made you change your mindset?
Nah, because it's the thing where, like, she's asked man. If I want to do it, I've got no problem doing it. But that's because I want to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but if she's just there, yo, I want some food. No, fuck off. Yeah. But what I kind of want to pivot what you just said, yeah?
The sassy thing.
Yes, because it's, I can't lie, it's a little pet peeve of mine, yeah?
Yo!
How can a woman tell a man how to be a man?
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
But they always say that a woman can't teach a man to be a man.
You see, if a woman's sentence starts with, as a real man, you should...
That's manipulation.
Just close your ears like that.
That's manipulation. Straight manipulation.
Because 9 out of 10, these lot ain't had a father in their life to be telling them how to be a man anyway. So it's like, how the fuck are you going to tell me how to be a man? You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy.
What type of woman are you then? Because I can't tell a woman how to be a woman.
Real life manipulation.
You know what it is? There's so many angles to it. Because a lot of them... Well, I've found in my 25 years of life, a lot of them are looking for a father, innit? Yeah, some of them, like, they ain't got a father, so they can't even tell you what a real man is, yeah? But a lot of the time, they're just trying to manipulate you to get what they want. You know what I mean? So they're trying to preface, oh, yeah, you buying me food, you doing this and that for me, that's a real man.
That's
but you're just looking for, you're just looking for what you want.
The same way you say that, a lot of men do the same thing. They know how to manipulate to get what they want from a girl as well. It's the manipulation of the world, man. A lot of men know how to do it.
It's the world we live in, man.
You get me? You just need to know when you're getting played to not be played.
Sometimes it takes the piss. Like, I saw something today on TikTok. Bro, my man's going to get married to the girl. And, bro, she says something like, she wanted free meal off of my man or something like that. Like,
yeah,
and he's trying to get a prenup, but she wasn't trying to hear it. And he ended up calling off the marriage later on.
Oh! Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, one of the footballers. Is it one of the footballers?
No. You're talking about the Carl Walker thing. I'm talking about some American thing.
I saw that.
She wanted free meal off of him. And I said, bruh, he's a big star.
Mad thing.
She's demanding free meal. My man called off the marriage. Like, he wanted a prenup and she wasn't on it.
You know what it is, yeah? Because you're not even... From that point, you're not even talking about the feelings you have for each other. You're just talking about, in case anything happens, I got this free meal. So you're not even looking at it in the long term. You're just thinking about anything can happen, I got free meal there, boom. From the time your mindset is like that, it's mad. You know what I'm trying to say? Unless she's helped him get to that point where he's able to afford that, then you know what I mean. But that's another thing here. Going back on that, yeah. So I saw another post, yeah. So this scenario was, I've been dating my boyfriend for 9 months. We're planning on moving in together, yeah, and I had an urge to ask him if he had any intentions of marrying me. This man said, I plan on getting married, but I don't know to who yet. What would you do now?
She
has to lock him off for that.
Don't let your girlfriend stop you from finding your wife. Okay,
but I would say she has to leave, man.
He said he's keeping his options open.
Yeah,
that's fucked. If you think about it,
you're locked in this club. But I'm still scouting.
I'll stand on the girl's one. I'll defend the girl on that one. He has to go.
Yeah, I can't lie. That's a mad situation.
She said she's been dating him for 9 months and they're planning on moving in together.
That's too soon anyway.
My point exactly. Is he in the wrong for saying, I don't know who I'm going to marry yet? Or is she naive to be thinking that?
Wait, hold on. So like, they say dating's like, they've only known each other for 9 months or they've been boyfriend, girlfriend for nine months. If they've just been dating for 9 months, then
relationship.
That's mad.
No, I said, she said, I've been dating my boyfriend for 9 months. So I don't know where it's dating. I don't know. Well, for 9 months.
Let's just say they met each other 9 months ago. Yeah.
And you're talking about moving in?
That's mad.
You're moving way too far. Now I understand why he said, I don't know who I'm going
to
marry.
You know? To be fair, more time, if she's the one that posted it, she's probably the one that fucking put moving in on the table, to be honest.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Again, I don't know for certain, but me, 9 months, that's a bit crazy. Yeah. I've actually been together, you know what I mean? You spent weekends at my bit, I spent weekends at your bit, I know how you live. Because I can't lie, they say this year, to really know someone, you need to go on holiday or actually live with them. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So, really and truly, you can't really make those decisions until you've actually spent extended days with each other. Like, that's just me. Because she might be prim and proper when you take her out to the restaurant and that. You go to her crib, she got tissues full of snot on the couch. You know what I mean? Her toilet got skiddies there. You know what I'm saying? Her kitchen's stinking of jollof in that. You know what I mean? That.
Don't disrespect
Angela. I'm just saying. Nah, nah, listen, I like Jollof, bro.
I've got bare Caribbeans in the building.
Let's be real.
I'm still going to say Jollof is better than rice and peas, isn't it? You can eat jollof by itself. You can't eat rice and peas by itself. It's not the same thing.
Nah, bro, we ain't got to debate that, man. We all know what what's what in it.
Cool.
Yeah, rice and peas, come on, man. Please.
But you know what I was gonna say. Even at nine months, I think I have to blame cost of living still. Maybe my man wants her to go half on the rent, bro. You get me?
Do you feel the bills, as a man, that you should pay a lot more? Or
I feel like
when you live with a girl.
If you're living with your partner, there shouldn't be a reason why you can't go 50-50, really.
There's got to be a conversation in place.
Because really, truly, we are living in the same house. We're using the same electricity. If you stay at home more than me, okay, you might want to put more into the gas and the electric. But I don't see why it shouldn't be a problem why you go 50-50.
I see something the other day.
I don't see what
the
issue is.
On Shea Bar, that the guy and the girl got a kid. I think he pays for holidays, the rent, I think electricity.
I mean, you put holidays in there, like it's a bill.
What? That activities. And then she pays for, I think, the nursery or something like that, the food, and a couple other things that she pays for it. And all the girls in the comments were going, he's not a real man. Get rid of him.
Yeah, because women genuinely look for
a
provider. They want somebody that's more or less above their pay grade and can provide for their lifestyle also, which is crazy.
But how many times have we heard these situations where women that ask for these type of men get the type of man that they're looking for and still complain about he spends all his time at work, so anytime he comes home, he's not looking after my needs.
And this is how cheating happens.
And it doesn't make sense, because it's like you're moaning about a man that's grinding hard with the life that you're living on.
You mean? Yeah. Nah. I ain't really had serious relationships like that. But that's how affairs and cheats happen. Why are you man looking at me like that?
Nah, you're not. Yeah, you lot.
It's another day.
I think on this one, like, I agree with you, Doctor. Yeah, like, women intrinsically just want a man to look after them, really and truly. Yeah, but like we said with the alphabet conversation, we live in 2025, bro. You know what I'm saying? Times have changed. Like, for me, I ain't got no problem with a woman asking a man to be traditional. You know what I mean? Take care of everything, innit? To a certain extent. But where I like push back is, if you want me to be a traditional man, you gotta be a traditional woman. You understand? Only thing I'll say is, a lot of women don't know how to be traditional women no more, man. You know what I mean?
A lot of them wanna be this part-time woman, part-time man. They want it to do both.
Part-time woman, part-time Cardi B.
That's Cardi B team dead now anyways though, man.
Hey, let's say C-Girls, Desi Dior, Mellow Parks.
And I feel like a lot of girls want to be the best version of themselves, but they get deluded by this idea of you have to be this full-time savage where you could do the man's role and the female role at the same time. You can't do both. Especially when a man's involved in the relationship.
But that's what...
You can't do both.
That's what society has...
But then you got these weak-hearted men that would allow the women in the relationship to be that. So then they feel like, all right, I'm doing your role. What are you doing? You're just at home playing, like, doing nothing, just fiddling your thumbs.
You know what it is? They say, you know what I'm trying to say? A lot of males have gone soft. I don't necessarily agree with that. I just feel like we've just got a bit quiet. Because our voice ain't really being heard as much anymore. And when we do talk, where do they call us?
Sassy.
There we go. So it's like, why are you always gonna?
I agree.
Object on their opinions when they have one. You're just gonna leave them to be in their own little bubble, or whatever.
That's why most of them stay single.
Nah, I don't.
Start complaining about not finding the right man. And when the right man comes, you're just destroying his whole mentality. And his
single life is peaceful life, man.
That's what I would say. But it gets lonely.
No, I would. I can't lie. It depends. I think like your state.
It does.
Is that where you're showing your ex one? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you should have bought that food, bro. You know what I mean?
No, but I'm
like you're there hugging your pillow at night, fam. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It does.
Man's getting home playing that Usher, bro. You know what I'm saying? This is my confession.
You man are just trying to be big and strong for the camera, bro. I know you man see some other man sometimes, or you see that man walking down the road with his kids and his wife and they just look happy and you just think, right, that could be me one day, but right now, man, I ain't got nothing. Man's just here. Like,
don't ever get twisted, yeah.
I've got nothing left.
Don't ever get twisted. I think, like, for me personally, like, obviously, yeah, that like, you would obviously want a wife, you want the kids, and you want the, obviously the ideal. Well, in my mindset, the ideal marriage is a stable household, steady income. Wife is healthy, kids are healthy. Probably got a dog or a cat or something like that. But the reality is, there's a lot of scumbags in the world, really and truly, isn't it? Like, it's very hard to find a diamond in a bag of dirt. And then what you need to realize is, the diamond that you found, there might be 20 other eyes looking at that same diamond.
Eman, you know what I think it is though as well, yeah?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I just think, because to me, perfect don't exist, innit? Yeah, so. But I think what people struggle with in this day and age, yeah, they can't compromise on things.
No, I'm not saying I'm looking for I'm not looking for the perfect, because perfect, like you said, perfect don't exist. Perfect for me is I can tolerate the red flags that you give me. Let me tell you why. When I'm saying red flags, I'm not talking about red flags.
I
kind of
agree with that.
I'm not saying red flags that, you're lit to next man or you're dancing with Mandy. I'm talking about the stuff that I can tolerate that is like, you know, all right, cool. Because like you said, you're never going to find the perfect person. You're always going to find someone that does something that annoys you, for example,
if
you can tolerate someone to the point where you're like, I can overlook what you annoy me with because I love you so much because you do all these other right things, that's the type of person.
For example,
tolerate but not ignore the
but right doctor, yeah, mate, yeah, yeah. Doctor, yeah, say you got a girl there, yeah, she's cool, it's nice. Obviously, like, everyone does little things to annoy you, but her jollof's a bit salty. You know what I'm saying? Can you deal with that? You know what I'm saying?
Obviously, first thing is I can cook. So if your jollof is soy, I can cook better than that. I can compromise in that way. Furthermore, I'll tell her, bruv, like, your thing is shit, bruv. Your thing's air, bruv.
Get some lessons.
Get me. Come chill on my mum's your side. My mum teach you a better recipe or something like that. Yeah, ain't no girl giving me no soy.
I think my thing is, yeah, and I'm not trying to be like the old fashioned man, but have house training manners. Learn how house to clean your house.
A big thing.
Why are you been overflowing for? Why are the plates all stacked up in E-man, the sink? Why are there hair on the floor bathroom? Why can't you vacuum your room?
Let me ask you a question, yeah?
Go on.
Say in your last situation, yeah? What were some of the red, like, cool, give me a red flag that you was happy to tolerate and then give me a red flag that you thought, you know what, nah, I can't do that. Just so the people have a bit of context what we're talking about.
A red flag that I could tolerate is... that's a hard one actually, because what I thought I could tolerate, it kept on happening to the point where I couldn't tolerate
it. That's what I'm saying. So, it builds up and becomes an issue.
Yeah, okay, cool. What I couldn't tolerate was the way she spoke to man. Like, I know I'm not the easiest going person. I know that for a fact. But I'm very careful in the heat of the moment to say the correct things out of frustration. I won't say anything just because I'm angry. I won't say then. Because you might forgive me, but you won't forget. And for me, is I'd rather not say it so you won't you won't have that on me, innit? So it's the way she spoke to man is like before, like I could tolerate it. And then it got to the point where I'm like, it's starting to annoy me to the point where I was like, I can't handle it no more. Something I could tolerate, her wanting to go out with her friends. I don't mind that.
Yeah, really. but is that a red flag though?
A lot of man don't like her friends. Like if you met a girl in a club and you then tell her, don't go out. Don't go with a girl that you met.
You met her in that scenery.
I don't understand. Yeah, but
you shouldn't be looking for women in that sort of place. You can't maintain the meaning.
If you met a girl that told you, I like going out, and then you then tell her, I don't want you going out no more. My friend, you met her in a club. Why are you going to tell her, don't do something that you met her doing?
Yeah, facts. It's true.
You met her or abroad. She wears bikinis and
exactly
skin out.
You got on her Instagram pictures.
Skin out.
All bikini. Then you're telling her, I don't want you to do that no more.
Now you
want
to dress like a nun.
Exactly, like, come on.
It's not going
to
work, bro.
Either you accept how she is, and more to the fact...
You can't change nothing.
What you would...
Yeah, 100.
Let's say if you didn't like her to do that, if she picks up on it, right, you having to tell her, and then she said, babe, or if she doesn't even tell you, she just does it, then cool, that's on her decision. But I can't train someone to be my ideal person, because you're not a dog. Either you come with the package or you don't. And in my life nowadays, I can't force someone to be either you got it or you don't.
Man, this is what I'm saying though. Like, and I'm telling you, like, you got to make compromises. Bro,
how many girls have you spoke to recently? Yeah, that does not come with it. that don't come with it.
What do you mean that don't come with it?
Whatever you want in the person.
The thing is, if I found what I wanted, bro, I'd have a girlfriend right now. Exactly, man, you know
but
what I'm saying?
How many girls had what you wanted, but they also had these things that you could not tolerate to the point where it's like, even though you're good, you got this stuff here that a man can't deal with.
Now, but you know what it is? You know
what I'm trying to say? Because just look, on a weight scale, you're doing this, like, you're good, you're bad. Next thing, you're like, no.
Now, but you know what it is? You know what it is as well, yeah? I can't lie, because I feel like, I've found girls that are good, that I can't fault them about nothing. Maybe they're a bit needy, they cool man all the time, but yeah, cool, whatever, yeah, but I think as a man as well, you got to say to yourself, like, I'm ready to do this right now, innit? You know what I mean? Like, even if you... I believe it, you can find the perfect one, but if you as a man are not in that headspace to say, I'm ready to focus on you and do what we need to do, it's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? It can't all be off feelings. Like, you can love her today and wake up tomorrow and think, you know what I'm saying? Like, it happens like that.
But then, okay, let me ask you on the flip side then. What is something that you know that a girl wouldn't like about you that you know you won't change?
About me?
Yeah, that you know that the girl won't like about you, but you won't change.
I play video games.
I respect that. I remember one time I told me you can't play games. I said, huh?
I see it everywhere. Like, girls guys play games.
And I can't lie.
Girls get PTSD when you touch that PS button and it goes...
bears, bro. They wake up, mad.
Bro. But yeah, go on, sir.
I ain't never had a girl tell me she don't like something about me.
Oh, no, sorry. I said, tell me something that you know a girl wouldn't like.
No, I'm joking, I don't know, man. Like, I'm a bit stubborn, innit? Like, if I don't want to do it, I'm not doing it.
But in what aspects are we talking about?
Just in general, man.
Like, if a girl told you to do something out of random, would you say, why are you telling me to do it for?
Nah, like, it depends. Like, all right, cool. Say, like, I don't know. Say she wants to go to a restaurant or something. I just don't want to do it. I'll tell her I'm not doing that. And there's no moving me off that. You know what I'm saying? Like, sit like that. You know what I mean? If she says, yeah, I need something from the shop, babe, I'll go get something from the shop. Like, that's calm. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I feel like it is? I feel like people just meet the right person at the wrong time. That's what I feel like a lot of this stuff is.
You sounded like you're thinking about that baddie that you fumbled, bro.
No, bro.
Sweden.
Every man's got that one baddie or one good girl that
I feel like it is though. A lot of people meet the right person at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Nah, facts.
That's how things go wrong.
I think that's happened to me, 100%. You know what I'm saying? But end of the day, fuck it is what it is, man.
What about you?
What, right person, wrong time?
Yeah. This guy's laughing.
I bet a lot of people, innit? I don't know, man.
That's exactly what it is, though.
I don't know, man.
Well, so, Doctor, you're saying there's not one girl that you've dealt with in the past that you thought, you know what, when you're really ready to do something, that they was there right for you. Like, you haven't met that girl.
Yeah, and I just probably weren't in the right mind frame to even take on the responsibility of a relationship, innit? Exactly. At the end of the day, you have to kind of separate, like, your attention as well. Like, give them attention. It's another bill.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
100%.
It's another direct debit. So I might not have been ready to kind of take that responsibility on, man.
But I think that's the modern day. That's the modern day relationship. You know what I mean? And I don't think I don't know if girls really understand that. Like, you got to have a girl that values your pocket, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be dealing with a girl that just thinks, yeah, like, your money's my money. You know what I'm saying?
Values your
You need to realise as well, is like, as much as it is about you earning this amount, what are you earning as well? Because I can't just be factoring all my money into this because you need to invest in it as well. It's a two-way investment. My relationship don't start with the man, it don't end with the man, it ends with me and you. It starts with me and you and it ends with me and you. You know what I'm trying to say? But, like, look, that's the end of the show. That's the end of the episode right now, yeah? As you can see, we're back, heated than ever, more commercial than ever, but it's not woke movement. We're going to say whatever we want to say. If you want to cancel, then cancel, but we ain't going to get cancelled, so...
Listen, cancel culture don't exist, man. Cancel culture does not exist. You know what I'm saying?
That's the Man Named Link Up Show, like I said. Please hit that like and subscribe button. Follow us on all the pages. We're back and we ain't going nowhere. Bow!